You're listening to KNKX. In Seattle Public Schools, there are gaps in achievement between white students and students of color. According to a recent study out of Stanford, Black students tested more than 3.5 grade levels behind their white peers in 2017. Seattle Times education reporter Neil Morton has been researching what the district is doing to close that gap. He sat down with 88.5's Ariel Van Cleave to explain what he learned.
Neil, this is an issue that isn't new to any of us, but what got you started down this path to start researching it now?
I wanted to see what is actually happening in Seattle schools to make a difference in closing these gaps for students of color. About 5 years ago, the school board adopted its first ever racial equity policy that states it is our job to provide the same educational excellence to every student. So over the past 5 years, what has actually happened to make that promise a reality?
You're mentioning that there's been 5 years since this initiative was started, but when you were going through and researching, you actually spotted a pattern that went much further back. Can you talk about what you found while you were researching the story?
Yeah, so I spent a lot of time and had a lot of fun in the district's archives. In their SOTO headquarters, they have a very large warehouse that keeps a lot of administrative files, task force reports, yearbooks. And I was able to look through those and show that for at least 70 years, the district has realized this is a problem.
70 years.
70 years. They may not have called it opportunity gaps at the time. It used to be called the achievement gap. But the district has been aware it has done a disservice to students of color. So they've tried to increase their teacher diversity. That started in 1947, and they're doing it again in 2018. They've tried many different ways to stop disciplining students of color at higher rates than their white peers. They've looked at test scores and known about the wide gaps there for about 30 years. This is not new to the district itself. It's just there's a cyclical kind of pattern where the district starts this big effort to tackle these gaps. They promise to close them. And then 2 to 5 years later, either because of budget cuts or political constraints or turnover in leadership, it's forgotten until it starts again and then it stops again.
So there's this cyclical pattern, and you're talking to the district, you're going through their archives. But what are you hearing from families who have maybe dealt with this?
They looked at me like I was stating the obvious. They've known about this their whole lives. I had the pleasure of meeting these two grandmothers who their children went through the district. Now their grandchildren are in the district, and they've seen nothing change for those three generations. They're frustrated. They're upset. But they remain hopeful. They have to remain hopeful because this is their family's future. While some may not count on the district to actually change this time, these families at least hope that it is going to change.
Where does the change then come from? What could be different this time with how the district is moving forward as opposed to what they've done in decades past?
Lots of folks in the community and many teachers told me they believe what's different about this moment is community buy-in. Before, it may have been the case that the school district had to solve this problem on its own. And that's a big task to set on one institution. Now you're seeing the city funnel about $40 million a year into the school district to help close these gaps. You see community organizations and UW professors coming on board to help in any way they can to get these schools on the right track. You also have at central office what's largely a hearts and minds strategy. They're hoping these new racial equity teams, which are at 41 schools, make some change coming forward. The teams are made up of teachers and principals and parents, and they're slowly trying to change classroom practices at their campus. Rather than having this top-down approach, the district's trying this bottom-up, where they hope kind of a grassroots groundswell of this equity work can really make a difference in the future.
The ground up approach, what are some responses from teachers who maybe have been around for a while, who have seen different types of maybe something very similar to what's going on now?
Some teachers think this is going to work. They say this is something new that they haven't seen before, and they really want to put their passion into it. Others say this is just more of the same, that this reminds them of conversations they had 10 or 20 years ago. And so they'll do the work while they can, but they're not going to be surprised if it withers yet again.
That was Seattle Times education reporter Neil Morton speaking with 88.5's Ariel Van Cleve. A link to his story about closing opportunity gaps in Seattle schools, as well as other reporting on this issue, is at knkx.org.